Libyan government troops have launched new attacks on revolutionary forces. Ground and air strikes are going on in the western city of Zawiya and the eastern port of Ras Lanuf. Revolutionary forces say they have advanced into the eastern town of Bin Jawad, but heavy airstrikes continue against them. Egyptian officials say a private jet belonging to Libyan ruler Muammar Gaddafi has landed at Cairo International Airport. On board is an army general carrying a message for Egyptian authorities. The Libyan diplomat has confirmed the presence of General Zawi in Cairo, but has not provided more details. In Egypt, hundreds of armed men have attacked protesters in Cairo's Liberation Square. State TV says the attackers were carrying knives and swords. They were reportedly chased away by protesters. No injury or casualty has been reported. This is the second such attack on protesters this week. At least 13 people have been killed in clashes between Coptic Christians and Muslims in Cairo. The violence erupted during a protest by Copts against last week's burning of a church. The protesters had blocked a highway which angered Muslims who wanted to pass through. Families of Palestinian prisoners held in Egypt have held a rally outside the Egyptian representation office in Gaza. The protesters are demanding the release of their loved ones. Egypt is holding dozens of Palestinians in jail. Some have been held for several years, despite court rulings ordering their release. At least one protester has been killed in a fresh round of deadly clashes across Yemen. The protester died of gunshot wounds when police opened fire on student demonstrators in Sana'a overnight. Two more anti-government protesters have also been wounded in clashes with regime forces in Hadramut. The UN says over 2,700 civilians have been killed in Afghanistan in 2010. That's the highest annual toll since the start of the 2001 U.S.-led invasion. The figure also shows a 15% increase since 2009. Civilian deaths caused by foreign forces have vexed the Afghan population. And finally, the UN has called on U.S. President Barack Obama to take serious steps towards investigations into abuses committed during the so-called War on Terror. UN expert on torture Juan Mendez says Obama has failed to look into the torture techniques carried out under the Bush administration.